Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Learfield IMG College. This is the Chris Holtmann Show, presented by Roosters, a fun casual joint. The Chris Holtmann Show is brought to you statewide by Encova Insurance, the American Dairy Association Mideast, and by Credit Union of Ohio on the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by The James. Now, along with Coach Holtmann and former Ohio State captain Ron Stokes, here's the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels.
Thanks for joining us this week. Ohio State 5-0 after yesterday's 67-61 win over Cleveland State. We know coaches want to see their teams tested, Ron, and much like the UMass Lowell game, this was a game that tested the Buckeyes yesterday.
Yeah, two tests and two wins. You got to love that. And I think more so than anything, Coach Holtmann touched on this a little bit after the game, was that the physicality. And some of his guys on his team needed to experience that, especially with the Big Ten starting this Wednesday. So it was a perfect game, the fact that they were able to match against that. But they got the win despite not having E.J. Liddell in the lineup. So there was a lot of positive coming from that.
And he was missed because it was the kind of defense that would have given him, with what we've seen, the way to kind of score from around the foul line area and things like that with that zone.
Well, E.J. Liddell loves contact, so this would have been perfect for him. So you're right, not having him out there, it definitely impacted Ohio State. He's the guy that brings that physicalness for the Buckeyes. But clearly it's about the next man up. I thought Zed Key came in and did some really good things. Still has a long way to go. He's a freshman, just understanding how to position and size and doing all the things he needs to do of being a big for a major college basketball team. But as I said, a lot of good things
like making free throws late in the game.
Man, last couple games, it's been solid, and that's so vitally important. As we know, Paul, we've been doing this for a long time, and close games, pulls down and getting stops, running your plays, being able to execute, and then, of course, making free throws, because you're going to get fouled, especially if you have a lead in the last minute or so. Teams are going to foul you. You're going to have to step on up to that line and make some big-time free throws with one-on-ones and things like that. So to see that the Buckeyes are trending, that they're making those shots, that's a good thing.
What have you thought about these games being played with no fans and trying to draw energy from that?
I can't imagine that. I mean, the closest thing that I could say, you know, we played in some scrimmages when I was in college, and that's been so long ago. And, you know, you kind of got to get geared up to play, obviously, because you know that you're performing, trying to earn minutes and those things. But, you know, to my real games without fans, and I know they have the fan-like music being or sounds being broadcast in the arena, but it's not the same. And so for these young men to have to deal with that, it is what it is, but I can't imagine how tough that is. There's a certain element of that fan interaction that kind of escalate the whole experience, and not having fans just takes that all away.
It certainly is different. Buckeye fans, AEP Energy is redefining the game with renewable energy plans for your home or business. Visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. AEP Energy, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Questions for Coach Holtmann can be submitted by social media on Twitter at OSU Coach, or go to OhioStateBuckeyes.com and click on Ask Coach Holtmann. Next game is Wednesday at Purdue. We'll be on the air with the Buckeye pregame show beginning at 6:15. More when we continue with Coach Holtmann from Learfield IMG College. This week's show presented by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by The James. Hey, Buckeye fans, AEP Energy is redefining the game with smart energy choices for your home or business. Take advantage of AEP Energy's renewable energy plans to protect the environment and protect your wallet from rising energy costs. Boundless choices, boundless commitment, boundless energy. Visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. That's aepenergy.com/OSU, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility. Football's Archie Griffin for Encova Insurance.
Much like in athletics, Encova Insurance relies on teamwork, accountability, and dedication to execute a successful game plan. With smart digital solutions, superior financial strength, and more, Encova provides a full range of insurance products to encircle businesses and individuals with coverage at every step in life's journey. Contact your independent Encova insurance agent or visit Encova.com for more information.
Go Buckeyes!
games. Let's win this game.
I love tailgating. The best darn band in the land. My mom makes me say it like that.
Safeline Auto Glass knows Buckeye fans love game day.
You better be wearing scarlet and gray.
That's why Safeline takes care of auto glass damage anywhere in Buckeye Nation, giving you more time for game time.
Safe Flight, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Safe Flight Repair! Safe Flight Replace!
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and though this year may look different than others, we are reminded of what matters most. Family, friends, our wonderful guests, and dedicated team members who have been on the front lines this past year. We are forever grateful for all of your support. This holiday season, for every $50 you purchase in Roosters gift cards, you will receive a $10 Roosters bonus buck to treat yourself or pay it forward. From all of us here at Roosters, we wish you a very safe and healthy holiday season.
You know the feeling when your favorite team shoots a three-pointer to tie up the game? It's almost as good a feeling as working with our friends at Credit Union of Ohio on your home improvement goals. Whether you're looking to buy a new home or make upgrades to your existing home, their team of experts will help you get the funds you need. You can shoot and score with Credit Union of Ohio, your local mortgage lender. Learn more about their home equity options at cuofohio.org. That's cuofohio.org. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Was the holiday season and many families felt glee, for they shopped at Kroger, where pickup was free. Green beans and apples, a salad so merry, sweet onions and Brussels and cakes topped with cherries, whipped mashed potatoes and warm spiral ham take center stage for a feast with the fam. May the magic of fresh food never be done. Happy holidays from Kroger, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
The fan, Ohio sports destination. This is the Chris Holtmann Show, presented by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the James.
Roosters would like to thank all their loyal guests and all the loyal Buckeye fans for their support this year. Because of you, they've been able to safely stay open and keep their award-winning team employed. Roosters will forever be thankful for Buckeye Nation and your support. Roosters, the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. And welcome back to this week's show with Ohio State head coach Chris Holtmann, who joins us now a day after the Buckeyes 67-61 win over Cleveland State. Coach, within 12 hours or so after you've had a chance to ruminate about that game, watch it, I imagine, a few more times, do your thoughts get any different than they do immediately right after the game?
You know, sometimes I do, Paul. Good to be with you guys, by the way. Sorry about that. The app on my phone wasn't working. But, you know, I think sometimes they do. I think I was, you know, I think you look back on it, and obviously we were playing without EJ, but just all in all, we have to do things better. We have to play better. We've got to share the ball more. We've got to be more sound in what we're doing across the board, and hopefully it's a great learning experience for us.
Coach, just explain to the fans how the adjustments you have to make as a staff in terms of when you find out one of your starters are not going to play, how it impacts your practice and also your preparation.
Well, you know, I think obviously EJ was, you know, the first thing is you're telling, you know, him and his family about his illness and kind of talking through that with him, and he was super disappointed because he's obviously came off a great game against Notre Dame and was really hoping to continue to kind of play like he was. So you handle that, and he's an incredible kid from an incredible family. So you deal with that, and then you look at kind of moving forward. You know what some potential lineups could look like. And obviously with Seth out, it's another forward that, limits our length and our size there on the interior. So you're really kind of looking and trying to figure things out, and you put practices together, look at different rotations. And we did that in the prior 2 days. But I think the reality is, you don't totally know what it's going to look like until you're out there with different rotations. We played through EJ a lot. We will continue to do that when he gets back. So we've got to find other guys we're going to play through like that.
It's all part of our injury report brought to you by Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. One guy that seemed in some ways to step up and try and fill that bill was Zed Key. You had to love some of the energy he brought yesterday.
I thought Zed was terrific. Yeah, he was really good for us. And granted, the competition isn't near what we're going to face here moving forward. But I thought, given the fact that it was his fifth game as a freshman, coming off a game against Notre Dame where it was a little bit hard to play him because of matchups and who they were playing at the five. But, man, Zed had a real impact on both ends. Blocked shots, great energy, chased loose balls. Just was a real factor for us.
And, Coach, with that being said, I know you mentioned early on conditioning could be a factor as he continues to grow as a basketball player. I would imagine it must have improved quite a bit because you're going to need that kind of energy to do those types of things that he did in the ball game yesterday.
He's working on it, Ron. I think he's really, it's a daily thing for him to work on with Coach Q, similar to what Caleb did, particularly his last couple of years here, where he's working. He's working on it. And I think he's not there yet, but I thought you wouldn't have been able to tell that yesterday. I thought yesterday his pop and his energy, his conditioning, his fitness, I think really took a step forward.
A guy like Dwayne Washington was kind of interesting to watch yesterday. He gives you the first two baskets of the game, and then for a while during the second half, we didn't see him out there. But when he came back out, boy, he was a champ at the free throw line.
Yeah, he made some free throws late. He's got to continue to understand, you know, what our team's best shot is and the balance between being aggressive and understanding what quality basketball looks like. His efficiency has to continue to improve. We've got to continue to work that with them. But listen, our guards at the free throw line late, I've got great confidence in those guys to be able to make shots. CJ made big ones at Notre Dame. Those guys step up and make free throws.
Coach, I know that last year assist turnovers was high on your mind in terms of your improvement for your team. But two games in a row where I thought the turnover level was pretty low, 8 against Notre Dame. I know it was a different type of defense, but only 10 yep. against this particular game. So just talk about how you like the way that your team is taking care of the basketball.
Probably, Ron, if you said, hey, what's one good thing that came out of yesterday outside of we really got to play against a physical defense that was really scrappy. But looking for positives in terms of how we played, I would say that was the most probably significant one. There were a lot of things that you reflect back on, say we got to play better, we got to coach better from yesterday's game. But that's an area right now where we've really done a good job taking care of the ball and valuing the ball. And our guards deserve a lot of credit for that. We've really done a good job with that. Our team in general deserves a lot of credit for that. And yesterday was an opportunity where if you were loose with the ball, you could cough it up 14 to 15, 16 times. And we got to continue to grow and improve in that. But offensively, that's been a strength for this team through five games. And as you mentioned, we'll see what it looks like. Purdue likes to turn you over. So does North Carolina. So we'll see what it looks like moving forward.
Chris, is the hope with all the different defenses you've seen to date through five games that that's been a good primer to get ready for everything and anything you might see moving forward?
Well, it's a really valid question because we have seen a lot of different defenses, probably more so than any start of a five-game season. Certainly in my career, the number of changing defenses we've seen, it's been, some matchup zones, some press to a matchup, some zone demand. They played zone demand yesterday, a number of different presses. They played zone to zone. They played baseline underneath 1-3-1 to zone, 1-3-1 demand. We've struggled in that game and in the UMass Lowell game a little bit against that kind of a matchup, which, you know, we're going to see like a team like Iowa play in our league with obviously much better size. We attacked the zone against Notre Dame exceptionally well. We were really efficient against their zone, but we've struggled in other areas. EJ Liddell he's the best guy I've coached in the middle of a zone. The best guy I've ever coached in the middle of a zone. He is elite at that. So when you pull him out of a lineup, it does affect your ability to attack zones.
Coach, we touched on it during the broadcast, that very fact. I know he did a great job against Notre Dame, but when you say elite, just talk about some of the skill sets that an elite person has and what they're able to do and what's so effective against the zone defense.
It's harder than you think to attack the middle of a zone because the floor can be crowded at times. You've got to make decisions. You got to protect the ball, and you've got to read the game. And his ability to, one, catch it and raise up and shoot it is elite at the mid-range. He's continuing to work on his overall range, but it's tremendous. Again, he's the best middle-of-the-zone player I've ever coached. And then the other thing he does is he can, right, you've seen him do this, he can drive into a body and pop up and finish with his length, his 6'11 length, with great touch around the rim. It's a skill set that's really hard to find. I think Justice Suing can get better at it, and I think he can be good at it. We can get him better at it, Justice Suing, but again, EJ's elite.
I know it's been 24 hours since we asked you about it, but still unknown when EJ might be able to get back into things?
Yeah, he's very much day-to-day right now, making progress, getting some energy back, being evaluated day-to-day, and he'll continue to be day-to-day.
Today's show brought to you in part by the American Dairy Association Mideast. If you want an edge on your competition, start by fueling up with nutrient-rich, low-fat chocolate milk to give you the nutrition that athletes need. We'll have more of this week's show with Chris Holtman, presented by Roosters, when we continue from Learfield IMG College. This is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the James.
And now, a moment of chill from Coors Light. Light, mountain cold refreshment, made to chill after the short but cold beer run from hot tub to cabin. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Go Buckeyes! Let's win this game!
I love tailgating. The best darn band in the land. My mom makes me say it like that.
Safelite Auto Glass knows Buckeye fans love game day.
You better be wearing scarlet and gray.
That's why Safelite takes care of auto glass damage anywhere in Buckeye Nation, giving you more time for game time.
Safelite, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Safelite Repair! Safelite Replace!
A revolution in lung cancer treatment is happening at the James. We're proving lung cancer isn't solely defined by location and stage, but rather the individual molecules and genes that drive it. Simply put, there is no routine lung cancer. That's why our world-renowned specialists put their expertise towards treating one particular lung cancer, yours. At the James, we go beyond the routine to prevent, detect, treat, and cure your lung cancer. To learn more, call 1-800-293-5066.
Every game, every season, Buckeye Nation comes together to support Ohio State basketball. The Buckeyes make their fans proud by giving it their all on the court. Their hard work, determination, and resilience embody what our state is all about. Every client, every day, Elk & Elk works tirelessly to support the great people of Ohio. A consistent winner in the courtroom, we get injury victims the compensation they deserve. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk & Elk, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Hey, Chick-fil-A fans of Columbus, did you know there's an even tastier way to order Chick-fil-A? It's called the Chick-fil-A app. And when you mobile order with it, you can start earning points toward rewards at Chick-fil-A of Columbus. Not to mention that a mobile order saves you time when you pick it up, too. That means when you use the app to order ahead, you're also that much closer to free Chick-fil-A sandwiches, nuggets, waffle fries, lemonade, or shakes. Because why not make deliciousness even sweeter?
What's better than cheering the Buckeyes on to victory? Wearing our exclusive collection of OSU jewelry as you watch. Hi, this is Alex Johnson from the Diamond Seller. We're an officially licensed jeweler of The Ohio State University, and we've created beautiful Buckeye jewelry that will last a lifetime. From Blocko earrings to Diamond Script Ohio necklaces, we've got luxury Buckeye gifts starting at $99. No matter where you're watching, show your Buckeye love at the Diamond Cellar, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Your home of the Buckeyes, the Fan. Now back to the Chris Holtmann Show, presented by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the James.
Welcome back to this week's show as Ohio State gets ready to play Purdue Wednesday and North Carolina on Saturday. Time for our X's and O's of the game plan, powered by Honda, celebrating 40 years of manufacturing right here in Ohio.
Coach, a couple things. You mentioned earlier about when Seth gets back, and let's just think very optimistically here. You got Seth back, EJ's healthy, and I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Michi Johnson was there on the bench
he was. Yesterday. Yep.
Yeah. So let's say he's in the fold. Just talk about what you think you're going to be able to do additionally with those guys up as part of your roster.
Well, I think, you know, right now, obviously, this year is more than ever. You need everybody. And it's been unique because, you know, fortunately, we've not really been beset by COVID. As a program, our guys have done an unbelievable job of that, but we have dealt with more injuries here in the early going than I think in any time in my head coaching career. So I think that's been an adjustment that I think we've got to continue to make. The good thing is we've had some guys really step up in the midst of guys being down for whatever reason. But when you have everybody together, I think it gives you certainly more depth. I think we've got to figure out what our rotation is going to look like when everybody gets back. You know, when we were playing our best basketball last year, we really had a rotation of about 8 to 9 for the final 2 months of the season. And I think we'll have to get to that at some point, and maybe a 10th guy on occasion. So we'll have to figure that out once we – I think it's going to be a little bit of a moving target, Ron, in a lot of ways, and that you'll – you know, some guys might be out. You've got to add different guys in. But we had a really solid, consistent group that last 2 months of the season. It typically went about 8 to 9 and allowed guys at that point to kind of play, which helped our team.
And Coach, with that core rotation, having extra guys who may have a specific skill set, I know can help you in situations like you made the comment, Kyle Young didn't play a lot of minutes because of the matchup that, you know, Musa was more effective potentially against a lot of those screen and rolls. So could you have a situation where maybe there's a guy that's maybe in a 9th and 10th spot that can come in and really be important to you in a certain game against a certain matchup?
Oh, sure. Yeah, no question. I think that's the, you know, as you know, that's true of pretty much every program is, you know, it's incumbent upon your players, and the good ones coming off the bench, they stay ready. They stay ready. I think we've seen that with a guy like Jimmy Sotos. Okay. He's obviously new to our program, but you don't contribute in the short minutes that he's had without staying ready. He's got to continue to do that. He's got to continue to stay ready. He's hit critical shots and critical games and really provided critical minutes. He got on the floor for a loose ball yesterday. So I think it's incumbent upon your guys to stay ready, whether that's the 6th man or the 10th man. And I think, you know, obviously our starting lineup will be, I think, could certainly be fluid throughout the year, as it is in most cases right now with most teams trying to figure out their team a little bit.
Is that being ready an acquired skill through experience?
It helps. It helps if you're older. It really does, because you've been through it and you kind of see, you know, what you do is you see what not being ready looks like. And it's not a pretty sight. It's not a pretty sight. You know, you either see it because you've experienced, you know, pouting or being disappointed, or you've seen it from a teammate and you're like, wow, he's not playing well. And you kind of reflect back in your mind, well, maybe it's because he was pouting, you know, the whole time. And so you've seen the kind of the negative part of that, but you've also seen the positive. You know, I just mentioned that with Jimmy, Justin, the other, you know, the other day against Notre Dame, staying ready Zed last night, Gene Brown on a lot of occasions, Musa, this guy's staying ready. I thought Ibrahima gave us a couple good minutes. You've seen the positives of guys staying ready. Now, throughout the course of the season, when, you know, maybe you don't always play as much as you'd like to or whatever the case may be, can you stay ready? The good ones find a way to do that. But we tell our players all the time, hey, you're only hurting yourself if you don't do that. If you reflect, you know, if you get into your own feelings, you're only going to hurt your own performance. It's just unfortunately the way the game works is when you get into your own feelings, it's hard to play your best.
You know, one of the things that I learned, Coach, quite a bit in the years that I played that role of coming off the bench my freshman and sophomore year was that the assistant coaches were vital because the head coach can only see so much, right? And so you're coming off the bench or you're going into the game, I should say. Maybe you play 1 minute, 5 minutes, one game, and you don't play hardly at all the next. Those assistant coaches, I think, are so important to kind of, you know, reemphasize what you just said, staying ready and making sure that they will always be prepared to contribute, as I call it, positive minutes once they get in there.
Yeah, it's a great point. I think it's a great point. It's a really important role for your staff to come alongside and remind guys that they bring great value, they add great value, and to be ready. And again, if you're not ready, you know, you're probably not going to be your best. But I think that's a really important thing. And I think that's a role for, you know, for assistant coaches in general. You know, sometimes you go through film sessions as a head coach and, you know, sometimes they're not always real pretty and, you know, they're honest,
know.
but they're not always real pretty. And assistant coaches have to come alongside and they, listen, we're going to, you know, you're going to figure this out. You know, let's just keep your head up. Let's keep moving forward here.
You mentioned Justin Arnes, and we were watching from our perch yesterday. First off, the young man makes his first collegiate start, which had to be exciting. But if you would talk about how a guy like that has to make the adjustment that as soon as he gets the ball, the opponent, namely Cleveland State yesterday, is draped all over him like a set of drapes.
Yeah, no doubt. They really were. And that's the reputation he's created, right, in his two-plus years here. He's just been really, really efficient. I thought he was appropriately aggressive. He took one that, you know, again, I don't think we moved the ball well enough early, so I think he took one that was that wasn't a great one. But I thought he really stayed aggressive in the second half, hit two huge threes. Now he's got to kind of use that aggressiveness that teams play against him and use it to be able to do other things, screen, feed the post, be a cutter, attack some closeouts. But he's really worked on this sidestep, shot fake sidestep three that we've really tried to work on with him a lot. And he's worked on it himself. And he's gotten really good at showing the ball and then sidestep. Instead of taking a long two, we've really encouraged him to take that sidestep three. And he's gotten good at it. It's a skill you gotta work on, but he's gotten really good at it.
Coach, when you talk about guys expanding their game and their role, obviously, as you said earlier, and also Paul Keel's his first start, I look at the other statistical categories, three rebounds, and a little disappointed. I thought he had a block in the game against Cleveland State, but it's not listed here. But just talk about the fact that he got three rebounds. I know there was one late in the game where it led to a possession error, which was very key for him to go after those boards.
It really was. It was good. You know, we played him a little bit at the more at the kind of two this year, so he's not gone to the offensive glass maybe as much as he's done in the past because of floor balance. But I agree with you. I thought he was able to keep some balls alive. You know, again, he's a kid who doesn't really turn it over much. So I think what teams are going to do with him, guys, and you know this, is they're going to try to attack him on the other end. And they're going to try to drive him. They're going to try to post him. Those are the things they're going to try to do the most. So he's got to continue to really focus on that end and just be who Justin is, which is a guy who's ready and ready whether he's starting or coming off the bench.
the last two games when you look at what Musa Diallo has brought you? And I know we talked about this after the Notre Dame game, but is that another snapshot of the things that he can bring in the intangibles to the game?
Yeah, and I think he's still, you know, continuing to work on his skills overall. His overall skill set, I think, has to continue to grow and get better, and I think it will. You know, he's been right. He's been off for a while. It's been a little bit rusty, but he's continues to give us defensive versatility and just activity on that end. You know, the activity that he provides is really, really essential.
And certainly when you get somebody like that that missed a couple of games and missed all of last year, does that help with that depth that you were talking about earlier?
Well, there's no question. He's been, you know, he's been so important for us for depth now that Seth is out and EJ is out because he can play, right? He can play a couple different positions and he can guard as many as three or four different positions. So, yeah, I tell you guys, he's, you know, I've been proud of him. It's not like he's, you know, he's not right now where he wants to be and overall in terms of his, nor should he be. He's been off for a while. And but he's come in and done some really good things for us.
Coach, in terms of Musa Diallo, I know that he had one game where he was in the boot, didn't play, and then he played against Notre Dame. With his injury, is it potentially a practice-by-practice thing, or is he pretty much 100%?
Yeah, he's a little bit like Kyle in terms of you're trying to keep tabs on how he's feeling. You know, Kyle's, you know, we know Kyle's lower legs and trying to monitor, you know, stress reactions and making sure that it doesn't go down that road. And Musa's, I think he had some swelling in his Achilles, and some of that was maybe from just, you know, working the jumping that he was doing in warm up. So I think it's really you're trying to monitor him. Again, that's a little bit of what, you know, a behind the scenes look. You know, my practice plan is has to be pretty fluid right now because of who can practice and who can't and who's in and who's out. And it's unlike anything I've ever experienced. And I think some of that is, again, the expectation with COVID, but it's really not been COVID related up to this point. So we'll continue to adjust. I do think that I think we'll be able to see, you know, knock on wood, we'll be able to see consistent minutes out of him as long as he continues to do the necessary rehab.
Buckeye fans, AEP Energy is redefining the game with renewable energy plans for your home or business. Visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. AEP Energy, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. More with Coach Holtman on our weekly show presented by Roosters when we continue. From Learfield, IMG College, this is the Ohio State Sports Network presented by the James.
Here's to the ones who put in the work. The no days off, rise and grind warriors who live by the oath of my body is my temple. And when their temple needs to rebuild after a long workout, athletes of all types choose low-fat chocolate milk. It's delicious and contains the right mix of protein and carbs to help refuel exhausted muscles. Chocolate milk turns Motivation Monday into Flex Friday. Crush your goals with the help of a real recovery drink. Try it for yourself. Built with Chocolate Milk is brought to you by the American Dairy Association Mideast, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Everyone's so busy keeping up. Forget about the Joneses. We all on our telephones with the texts and the tweets and the beats. What he said, she said, can't even follow the thread. Down the hole, we all go. Me, I like keeping up too, with my Corona and my attitude. That's La Vida Masfina.
Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
A revolution in lung cancer treatment is happening at the James. We're proving lung cancer isn't solely defined by location and stage, but rather the individual molecules and genes that drive it. Simply put, there is no routine lung cancer. That's why our world-renowned specialists put their expertise towards treating one particular lung cancer, yours. At the James, we go beyond the routine to prevent, detect, treat, and cure your lung cancer. To learn more, call 1-800-293-5066.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and though this year may look different than others, we are reminded of what matters most. Family, friends, our wonderful guests, and dedicated team members who have been on the front lines this past year. We are forever grateful for all of your support. This holiday season, for every $50 you purchase in Roosters gift cards, you will receive a $10 Roosters bonus buck to treat yourself or pay it forward. From all of us here at Roosters, we wish you a very safe and healthy holiday season.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Every game, every season, Buckeye Nation comes together to support Ohio State basketball. The Buckeyes make their fans proud by giving it their all on the court. Their hard work, determination, and resilience embody what our state is all about. Every client, every day, Elk & Elk works tirelessly to support the great people of Ohio. A consistent winner in the courtroom, we get injury victims the compensation they deserve. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk & Elk, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Fan, Ohio sports destination. Your home for Buckeye basketball. This is the Chris Holtman Show, presented by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the James.
Welcome back to this week's show with Ohio State head coach Chris Holtman as the Buckeyes get ready to start Big Ten play Wednesday night at Purdue. We'll also make mention that in the new AP College Basketball poll, Ohio State has moved up to number 20 in this week's poll. Time for our Inside Access with Kroger. Kroger Pickup, the easy way to get what you need right when you need it. Try Kroger Pickup today in the Kroger app or at Kroger.com. Chris, if you would talk a little bit about what you've noticed from Purdue and the start to their season.
You know, they're a really typical Purdue team, at least the ones that you've seen that have been so successful here in the last number of years with Matt. Big, physical, really good defensively, and great skill. I think those are the things that you look at with them. They obviously have an all-league guy in Williams that I believe came off the bench last game. He was starting, but came off the bench. But he's a preseason first team all league guy. Terrific low post score at 6'10". They've got the largest player in the history of their program, which, if you followed Purdue basketball, that's saying something.
It is.
So everybody who remembers Isaac Cost from a couple years ago, I'm shocked that they were able to find somebody larger. But they've got a tremendous freshman, a 15 Edie, who's 7'4", all of 7'4", and, you know, approaching 290 pounds. So they've got a great interior depth there, as well as they've got some really skilled perimeter. So it'll obviously be a challenge. And certainly, if EJ is out, it will be a significant challenge on the interior. What to certainly do it as a group,
Coach. In terms of playing without EJ Liddell, is there any potential thought with any type of zone defenses?
Well, you know, it's something we've thought about here. We have thought about it. I would like for us to continue, and it's a valid question for sure. I'd like for us to continue to grow and get better at our man-to-man principles. But, you know, when you start to look at overall depth, it's a valid question for us in terms of what we need to be looking at. But I certainly think there's a lot of areas that we can continue to grow and improve in our man-to-man defenses. And, you know, in our man-to-man defense, we do change up a lot of our coverages. Well, it may not be a zone. We certainly do change up our coverages, both in how we're guarding ball screens and different actions.
We'll start with some of our social media questions today. And you mentioned earlier some of the concerns with the coronavirus, but one of the questions there may not be an answer to right now, but how close do you think things are to being able to allow limited fans to attend home games? That comes from Earl in Columbus.
Well, I appreciate the question, Earl. And, you know, I'm optimistic that that we'll be able to see that, Earl, here sooner rather than later. You know, does that mean January? I've not been given a specific timeline. You know, if I was and I was allowed to share it, I'd be more than happy to do that. I've not been given one from our administration. I do know that they're going to look at absolutely ways to get parents and fans as soon as they feel it's safest to do that, and we'll follow their lead on that. But I'm hopeful. You know, it was a really cool thing to see to have our players see their families at the Notre Dame game. You know, so many families traveled to see their sons. And, you know, that was a really, really cool experience for our guys. We actually gave them, you know, we gave them extra time. And, what were we going to get back to an hour later or 50, you know, half an hour later? Let's allow our kids to, however they wanted to do it, you know, some socially distanced way. Let's have our kids enjoy, you know, at least seeing their families after the game. And I'm really glad they were able to do that. I told them that at the shoot around the morning before. One of the things I was most excited about was certainly playing the game, but them getting to see their families. They haven't seen them in months, and understandably so. But, man, as a coach, you're just the human element of this right now. I've not seen my parents in a while, but I do get to see my wife and daughter, and you know that pulls on you as a coach. I know it has for a number of our coaches here, but that pulls on you. So that for them, obviously, to win the game, being down 11, experience that moment at Notre Dame, and then to have those guys go and see their families, made it for a great night.
Coach, there's been a lot of opinion about that very subject. I know Coach K at Duke has come out and said that it's in the best interest of their program. From his perspective, they canceled all non-conference games after they play Notre Dame this Wednesday, that they're going to not play until conference. And I know Coach Izzo made a comment that, hey, every coach has got to do what's best for their program. Anything you want to comment to those facts?
Yeah, Ron, I followed those comments and understand where he's coming from, and I personally took them for what they were, and that was his personal feelings regarding his team and the feelings of his guys. And, you know, I took him at his word in regards to that, and obviously no one has a better pulse for his team than the head coach. So I totally respect that and see that. And I think that's probably some of the feelings that a number of programs or coaches are having right now. I think, listen, it's a challenge for everybody, but I do think our guys are very fortunate and grateful. Listen, as a head coach, you know, it weighs on you because we've not always played as well as I would have liked to play. And that's frustrating for me. Even though I know we're a work in progress. But to get in five games right now under really difficult conditions is a great credit to our players and a great credit to our medical staff. It really is in these types of times. So they want to keep playing. I think they're anxious to get into the best league in the country, the best basketball league in the country, clearly, and figure out kind of where we stand here a little bit. And obviously, we're going to do that, and then jump out again against North Carolina this Saturday.
And we'll talk more about that when we continue with this week's show with Coach Holtman, presented by Roosters from Learfield, IMG College. This is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the James.
Hey, Buckeye fans, AEP Energy is redefining the game with smart energy choices for your home or business. Take advantage of AEP Energy's renewable energy plans to protect the environment and protect your wallet from rising energy costs. Boundless choices, boundless commitment, boundless energy. Visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. That's aepenergy.com/OSU, the official electric electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility. Football's Archie Griffin for Encova Insurance.
Much like in athletics, Encova Insurance relies on teamwork, accountability, and dedication to execute a successful game plan. With smart digital solutions, superior financial strength, and more, Encova provides a full range of insurance products to encircle businesses and individuals with coverage at every step in life's journey. Contact your independent Encova insurance agent or visit Encova.com for more information.
This is Katie Smith. We are facing an extraordinary challenge, prescription drug misuse among people of all ages. For over a decade, Cardinal Health, a sponsor of Ohio State Athletics, has supported the Ohio State College of Pharmacy's Generation RX, an engaging program to teach people of all ages about using medication safely. When Buckeye Nation engages around a great cause, we can do anything, and you can be part of the solution. Remember, never share your medications and always dispose of them properly. Learn more at GenerationRx.org.
I'm Wilson Flores, and my research will soon be in outer space. I want to enable astronauts to travel farther. At Ohio State, I connected my passion for engineering with biology students to study the effects of zero gravity on muscle strength. My faculty mentor inspired me every step of the way. All of this because I chose to be a Buckeye.
Find out more at osu.edu/stories.
Donato's has a message for all the diehards out there. With the bacon hats, with the bacon socks, and the bacon body wash, and the bacon bow ties, and the bacon earrings, and the bacon candles, Donato's hears you. And they have your pizzas. Donato's proudly presents new bacon dual pizzas. Two pizzas, each with two kinds of bacon. Now get $2 off a large bacon dual or any large pizza. Use promo code 2. Donato's. Every piece is important.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Was the holiday season and many families felt glee, for they shopped at Kroger, where pickup was free. Green beans and apples, a salad so merry, sweet onions and Brussels and cakes topped with cherries, whipped mashed potatoes and warm spiral ham take center stage for a feast with the fam. May the magic of fresh food never be done. Happy holidays from Kroger, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Your Ohio State flagship station, The Fan. This is the Chris Holtmann Show. Presented by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network. Presented by The James.
Welcome back to this week's show with Ohio State head coach Chris Holtmann. I want to thank Adam Jardy from the Columbus Dispatch, who got me straight on an error that I made. Forgot that Justin Arnes had started four games as a freshman, so yesterday was not his first collegiate start. It had been a while, though. We'll start with some of our social media questions. James in Cleveland. Were the folks and other participating teams at the CBS Sports Classic amenable to flipping games Saturday so that Ohio State fans could watch and listen to both the football and the basketball games?
Yeah, good question, James. You know, I don't know. I'm guessing that they didn't have I'm guessing they were amenable to flipping the times. They probably didn't have a whole lot of conversation about it. I think they probably realized it was best for TV, for ratings, for all that. We knew that might happen once, fortunately, the Big Ten changed the rule and allowed our Buckeye football team to go and do what they've earned. And that is the opportunity to win a Big Ten championship. So, kudos to the Big Ten for changing that rule. If I can jump away from basketball for a moment and give my little editorial on that.
Of course you can.
Okay. All right. Well, I will. Thank you. I'm excited to see that. And obviously, Paul, as you mentioned, that changed our game time and allowed Obviously, that's a really attractive day for Buckeye Nation to be able to watch a Big Ten championship and then obviously watch us play the caliber of a program of a North Carolina.
Certainly this event being in Cleveland this year, that makes things a little logistically easier than going across the country to Vegas and some of those places.
Yeah, they were looking at different venues they felt like would be safe. And, you know, Vegas was last year, and what a great location that was and a great, great moment for Buckeye fans, a fun win last year in the event over Kentucky. And, they looked at different locations. Atlanta was one, Indianapolis was one. Ultimately, I think Cleveland's availability was overall the best. And given the fact that I think there probably would have been some argument had fans been allowed, that's where it's, you know, programs probably would have said, no, that doesn't make sense to do it in Cleveland. Obviously no fans made sense for everybody.
Coach, from a travel standpoint, how does the COVID-19 pandemic potentially change it? I know from time to time you'll travel or depart day of, but does that factor in to some regard this year, maybe doing more departures the day of the game versus the night before?
Yeah, I've mentioned that a few times, that what it'll change for travel is just the budget concerns. Overall we'll bus to a few more places than fly this year, just to try to continue to save money, and then we'll also probably go day of game to some games. We'll probably travel day of game, or we'll come in, you know, maybe a little bit later. The routine, you know, against Notre Dame was we tested here the day before, flew out that night. Then the next morning, went to their hockey facility and tested for about an hour. Took about an hour to process, and guys just kind of sat in the hockey facility after their testing and waited for the results. And then we went over to shoot around.
All right, our next social media question, Tom in Nelsonville. And again, a question there may not be an answer to. Would there be interest with a home-and-home series with the Bobcats of Ohio University in the near future?
Yeah, no, I think we're always looking at potential in-state opponents. So absolutely, we played a few, obviously played one last night. We're always looking at the potential in-state opponents for sure. And that's a really quality program. Jeff's doing a great job. And obviously, I got fond memories from the job that that John Gross and his staff did there. I believe they won three NCAA tournament games in a period of about two or three years. John Gross, who's now at Akron, and like I said, Jeff's doing a terrific job. Great, a great program, a really, really good, program that's set up really well to be successful. Been there, having been there and seeing their facilities and the university and the school, it's a great mid-major job. So we'll look at a lot of opponents in state. We want to continue to play a few every year.
You mean Coaches Gross's staff that you were part of, correct?
Yeah, well, yes, I was a small part of that. I was a small part of that. But, yeah, Coach Gross, now I was not there when they went to the Sweet 16. We beat Georgetown in the NCAA tournament when we were together, and then I left, and they took off as soon as I left, went on to greater things. But I was a head coach at Gardner Webb at the time but that's a phenomenal, right? It's a they just had John had that program at such an elite level, and it's a credit to him and the staff, and like I said, they've got a great team this year.
You know, Coach, obviously the Big Ten schedule is already out, but one of the interesting things I saw in reading the Cleveland State notes, that in their conference play, they're doing two games at a time and doing home and away, but they're still at one location. That was interesting to see that they're doing that in the Horizon League.
Yeah, you've seen a few leagues do that. And it's interesting. It's an interesting way of doing it. I think it makes sense. I think everybody's looking to figure out how they can get to you know, 15 to 25 games, somewhere in between that this year. Can you get to that total? So I think that's an interesting way of doing it. I hope it's successful.
Sounds good. Well, Coach, thank you as always for your time. We look forward to talking to you before Wednesday's game at Purdue. Thank you very much.
Sounds great, guys. Take care.
All right, that's Ohio State head coach Chris Holtmann, and thanks for listening to our show this week presented by Roosters, also brought to you statewide by Encova Insurance, the American Dairy Association Mideast, and by Credit Union of Ohio. Join us on Wednesday night as the Buckeyes play at Purdue. We'll be on the air with the Buckeye pregame show beginning at 6:15 p.m. For Skip Mossick, Colin Berenger, Ron Stokes, and Coach Chris Holtmann, this is Paul Keels. Thanks for listening to Learfield, IMG College, and the Ohio State Sports Network presented by the James.